Why are you here on this demonstration, and what do you think about the West Bank Wall?
Well, I mean, this demonstration today apparently has been called by Jews for Justice for Palestinians, which is a group of Jewish people in this country that support the movement of the Palestinians for their freedom. On the question of the wall, I mean, you have to look at that in the wider context of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Now, the point about this occupation is that this took place in 1967, and ever since then, that's a consequence of the war that was fought between the Arabs and the Israelis in 1967, and ever since, the Israelis have refused to withdraw from the occupied territories, even though there's been United Nations resolutions calling upon them to withdraw. They've completely ignored those resolutions for over 30 years. I think if you look at the historical context, clearly everyone here would support the struggle of the Palestinians for their freedom and for social justice. And living in an occupied land as they are, and subject to all the repression of the Israeli security forces on a daily basis, one has to have nothing but sympathy for the struggle of the Palestinian people. And remember, this struggle has been going on for a great many years. And this is the second intifada within the last 12 years. This intifada has taken on a slightly different form to the first one. The first one, as I recollect, was a peaceful one, demonstration, which involved basically the use of sticks and stones against the might of the Israeli army. On this occasion, clearly the Palestinians are fighting back a little more than that. But on the other hand, it's a very unequal contest because the Israelis have the whole panoply of the modern state armed by the Americans. They have billions of dollars worth of arms going into Israel each year. So the Israelis are equipped with a very modern army, modern and high-tech equipment, warplanes, missiles, etc. And we shouldn't forget also the Israelis have nuclear weapons. And there's an Israeli scientist called Mordechai Benin who's been in prison for 16 or 17 years because he revealed the details of the Israeli nuclear program. Set against this context, we have to actually, as I say, express our solidarity with the Palestinian people. I personally would like to see an end to the occupation of the occupied territories. I'd like to see the Israelis withdraw, and the Palestinians have some form of autonomy, some form of self-government. I personally don't feel that the future for the Palestinians will lie, though, with the establishment of the Palestinian state, if that state is still very much connected and committed and supported by the United States and by the United States administration and by the US military. If the government is not independent of the United States and of the Western imperialist countries, I don't think the Palestinian people will benefit at all. So although I fully support the Palestinian people in their intifada and their struggle against oppression and repression in the occupied territories, I feel the solution really will come from the grassroots of the Palestinian people, and ultimately through there has to be genuine representative institutions that reflect the wishes of the Palestinian people, and not a government that's basically committed to the American ideology and to the American imperial interests. I fear that the current government under their new leader Mahmoud Abbas is very closely aligned to the United States, and I don't feel that any future settlement between Sharon and the Palestinians led by Mahmoud Abbas will lead to the liberation of the Palestinian people. They'd have to transcend that sort of agreement and establish some form of, as I say, representative and democratic self-government in which power lies with the people and not with politicians who serve the interests of big business and multinational corporations and also are committed, as I say, to the United States and political agenda. So I think at this stage, as I say, we're here today to support the Palestinians, to support the Intifada. We obviously express some great solidarity with the suffering of the Palestinian people. Remember that many hundreds have died in the last 2 years of this Intifada. Many children and civilians have been killed by Israeli tanks. And even international solidarity movement members who've gone over to support the Palestinians have been killed at the hands of Israeli defense forces. So we support the Palestinian Intifada, we support the aspirations of the Palestinian people for independence, and we call for an end to occupation. And as I said, part of that will be this demonstration today we're recording for the destruction of this wall that is very reminiscent of the wall that was built by the East German communists back in the 1950s. And I seem to recollect at that time all the Western powers were very hostile to that form of incarceration of the East German people. I see many similarities today, so therefore, as I say, we call for the destruction of the wall and then for the occupation of the Palestinian territories by the Israeli state. I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.